Hammy and Cadeau stayed in the safety of the shrubbery for a long while. They peeped through the gate, looking longingly at Maya's lit window and wished they were comfortably tucked in bed. Finally, as the silvery moon rose to its highest point, the window turned dark. The two young travelers sighed and each sent a silent,
"I'll miss you, Maya,"
thought to their friend and companion. Squaring his tiny round shoulders, Hammy reluctantly pulled the little bear away from the gate.
"Come, Cadeau. We've got a long way to go. It's best that we travel at night, where we'll meet fewer people."
They walked briskly down the hill, away from the darkened houses, in the direction of the road that led to the town. At first, the two friends were silent, each lost in his own thoughts. But nothing could really dampen their youthful, carefree spirits, and soon their sense of adventure took over. Hammy, who was really a much tougher hamster than he looked, remembered his own wandering days and grew quite princely in stature and gait. Cadeau, being less well-travelled, was captivated by all he saw around him. His eyes big and round in anticipation, he skip-hopped along beside Hammy, carefully carrying their well-stocked bundle of emergency rations hoisted on his right shoulder. Eventually, Hamster and Bear reached the edge of the town. Before them stretched a lush meadow, and beyond that, a desolate outline of jagged peaks and gnarled shapes.
Hammy, is that where we should be going to find Mama?
Hammy stood tall on his little feet and twitched his whiskers anxiously.
"I don't know, Cadeau, but we have to try. Come on."
The two friends scurried quickly across the meadow and entered a completely different world. It was a stark and scary one, and looked worse in the gloom of a threatening storm. Thick black clouds blocked out the friendly stars. Fingers of lightning flashed overhead. There were no trees. The streets were lined by dilapidated houses, many with broken windows and peeling paint. In the center of this desolation was an enormous scrapyard, piled high with unwanted junk of all kinds. Skeletons of cars lurked like scattered ghosts. Bent machinery parts pierced the air in an imitation of gnarled branches from a forest that has been long left to rot and wither. It was no wonder that our little friends shivered as they looked upon such uninviting coldness. But they had no choice. Their path must take them through the unsavory territory.
"Climb on my shoulder, Hammy. I'll run as fast as I can through this place. I don't want to stay here."
"I should think not. Let's hope we don't attract any attention."
The baby bear took a deep breath and dashed through the scrapyard. Raindrops began to fall, plopping harder and faster, forming murky puddles that splashed the little bear. He dodged the twisted metallic carcasses that threatened to snag him and jumped quickly across dark pools of gooey liquid. Hammy held on tightly with two fistfuls of the bear's fur, squeaking whenever the little bear's leaps and turns got too daring for him.
"Hey, Hammy, this is rather fun, huh?"
shouted Cadeau, scrambling safely across a particularly rusty pipe, slippery from the streaming rain.
"No, Cadeau, playing my piano is fun. This is preposterous. Hey, watch out!"
But it was too late. Cadeau slipped on a patch of oil. Bear, hamster, and food went sprawling. Hammy jumped off Cadeau's shoulder at the very last moment and rolled safely to the ground, stopping just a bare inch away from the dirty oil. the bundle of food that had been so carefully wrapped in his red handkerchief crashed against a sharp, jagged pipe. The cloth ripped, and nuts, raisins, and chocolates cascaded to the muddy ground. Before the two friends could pick themselves up, they were surrounded by a ring of mysterious, shifting shapes.